That we do more than just scratch the surface of what God wants us to be as a person. That we dig deep so the stream is not only wide, amen, but it's deep. And we have a spiritual strength there and something that God wants us to have and experience. So pray for this church and its ministries so that all of us can experience the wonders that God has planned for this church and this community. This person continued, pray for our leaders, our country, and the military. Two names jump out at me are Ann Massey and Betty Cobb. There are surely many others. Those who fix meals for funerals, fix meals for shut-ins, for those, if maybe some of you don't even realize some of this takes place. So remember these things, especially if you are interested in helping out. Fix meals for those who are ill, for someone coming home from the hospital, the quiet, unsung heroes who go out about doing things unnoticed, Jamie and her youth ministry, and all the adults who help. And let's not forget our pastor, sorry. Thank you, but I didn't mean to read that. Eric, when I think of a hero or someone who has influenced or is influencing my life, I don't think of just Superman or the Good Wizard. For me, the community of faith in the Warsaw Church has played a major role for me since I was a child. This does not mean the details of religion, but the people who were involved with the Methodist Church. When I hear people say they can stay home and get their religion on TV or through silent prayer, I find that hard to accept totally, as the group or community in our church has been such a defining role in my life. I think we can say amen and praise God to that, can't we? Eric, I would like to nominate my husband Homer as a superhero. Aside from being a loving, faithful, and supportive husband for 34 years, Homer was instrumental in getting the warm house up and going. He has done volunteer tax work for senior citizens in Benton County for over 20 years. He often looks for ways to improve the life of others, either by donating items, sometimes money, and sometimes time, to those in need. He has always encouraged me to be me, and now that Natanya is out on her own, he also encourages her in the same way, which is very important to her. Homer is a superhero because he is looking for ways to serve his community, friends, family, and neighbors. Thank you, Sharon May. Hi, Eric. I have something I would like to share. Debbie is my superhero. Back in September 2003, I had a severe seizure as a result of a stroke. If it weren't for Debbie, I wouldn't be here today. She does so much for me. I do thank God for her every day. I love her very much. Blessings, Ray Chapin. Eric, when I think of individuals, they are the solid, consistent Christians who have played a role or who are now playing a role in spreading God's love here in Warsaw. The consistent example was unbelievable, even though at the time I did not realize it. Some of those people are my parents, Darius and Christine Eaton, who had us in church every Sunday. By being here, I had the opportunity to experience great people who had hearts of gold. Other people through the years who come to mind are Clarence and Laverta Gatliff. He always was present and particularly interested in the buildings, and she in the front row, first seat of the choir, and always a Sunday school teacher. Gordon Howard Drake, who along with my mother took care of the education for all classes starting at birth through the McCormick class. Dick Kreisel, who has always been there and one who would always give his thoughts. Again, that constant presence is so important. Francis Haynes, who had no biological children, had such a positive influence on hundreds of kids as they passed through the door coming to Sunday school. Folks, I don't know if you have even considered teaching Sunday school, but that is one way that you can influence children in such a positive way. You may not realize it because so many times we get locked in our own households, but for some kids, Sunday school is the one time they find hope. Sunday school is the one time that they have someone treating them with respect. So I invite you to be that person and be a Sunday school teacher. and talk to Deanna, our director of children's ministries, and fill that role that's so important. Men especially, we need you to step up to that role and influence young men.